I'm gonna sit up like this so everyone thinks I'm taller for once.
I don't think anybody's gonna believe that. Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
This is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you are too afraid to ask.
The attitude on that one.
I feel dominant now that I'm taller than you.
And this week's topic is the audacity.
This is Sean's idea. This sounds like a Bree idea.
No, you'll...
It does.
You think you're going to struggle talking about...
It's not
like
specific. It's not specific. It's
oh, it's specific.
Okay, Sean has some audacities that he's got to get off his chest.
You know what? And just to piggyback on that, that review that we got, the fucking audacity, the fuck D.
True.
Fucking audacity.
The fucking...
Somebody said too many F-bombs and I said, I can drop some more for you,
You know
baby.
What? We got like 8 reviews since then saying more F-bombs, please. So and the people have our backs.
And we can fucking do that.
And we absolutely fucking can.
This is I Can Fucking Explain.
We changed the whole look. One thing we are is petty.
We are so petty.
We are so petty. We will now make this our brand for the next 17 episodes.
We will not let a joke die either.
Absolutely. Well, wherever you're listening, please fucking rate us 5 stars.
Fucking stars.
Leave us a fucking review and follow us over on Instagram at I Can Fucking Explain Podcast. No, at I Can Explain Podcast. As well as on TikTok and personally at Sean.Lusk and at Brianne Williamson. If you go click the link in our bio at I Can Explain Podcast on Instagram, there is merch. There's our patron. Thank you so much to our generous patrons. We love you so much. And if you're a patron, you get this on video. So that's a huge bonus in my books because you get to look at us. Our subscriptions drop immediately. They're like,
that's what it means.
Get me out of here. Yeah, some people like watching on video. That is a great bonus for patrons as well as a Discord. And we really appreciate all of you. So before we get into audacity, I have some housekeeping.
Okay.
Okay. I feel like your housekeeping is the audacity. Do you have any housekeeping? You didn't have housekeeping last episode. So I feel like I haven't given you some space.
Oh, you know, I do have housekeeping.
Okay, please.
It's not...
Wow, it's going brilliantly. People are laughing. Knee really, slaps all around, absolutely. Crying
tears.
I guess
it's not really housekeeping, okay. But it was more... I don't know if I've ever talked about... The curse that I have on people.
The fuck are you talking about?
And the curse that I have on people is specifically targeted towards people that I have dated. Have I talked about the curse before?
No. Okay, hold on.
Where are you going?
I'm getting my fucking water
for
this.
Well, drink your fucking water. So the curse that I have on people is after I have dated somebody.
Okay.
We spend some time apart.
Mm-hmm.
They get a mustache. And you might be thinking, you date predominantly queer men.
Right.
Getting a mustache seems totally normal.
Okay, yeah.
And you would say, right, of course, yeah. I would say, you know, maybe 25% of people.
25% have mustache? High. That's high.
Right? Okay, maybe 5, 10.
I would go 5.
Let's go 10. We'll give it a...
No, you don't walk into a gay bar and 10 out of every 100
gays
have a
mustache.
Do they?
Let's go with 10.
I got to say, before you carry on, I love a mustache.
Well, this isn't about you, so. Nor have we dated.
That is so fair. That is so fair. Carry on.
And look, we haven't dated, but you still have a mustache.
You know what? I haven't shaved my upper lip in a minute, so you can relax, okay? I try and keep up with it, but the 5 o'clock shadow comes in
strong.
Hard. Seriously.
So
I'm not kidding either. Go ahead.
You do not have a mustache.
Because I shave it.
Oh, well.
I also have a unibrow and I get rid of that too. So,
true.
You know, here we go.
So you would be thinking, you know, maybe 10% of people have a mustache. That
okay.
seems normal. More than 10% of my exes have mustaches. And it's not like...
More than 10% or all?
Right now, I think there's only 2 exes of mine that haven't tried a mustache. And
okay.
the exes that do try a mustache
yeah.
don't leave Mustache Kingdom.
Oh, it stays with them.
They're going full Mario and Luigi.
Forever.
It's like part of their personality. Like, it's like, they're
it's
not just
thing.
Like, it's not like, oh, I'm doing No Shave November, or like
yeah, okay,
mustache
yeah, yeah.
January
mustache
or whatever the fuck
Mondays
they are. Yeah.
For me.
No, it's like they have a multi-year long-standing no beard or other facial hair mustache.
They're in those competitions
they
for mustaches.
Mustache people.
Right. And that is a thing, being a mustache
it
person.
It is.
It defines
but it
you.
It seems to defy the laws of probability and physics.
Right.
That so many of my exes
have a mustache.
Become mustache people after we date.
Yeah, there's something going on here.
There's something going on here. Scientists, stupid people scientists, get in here.
Get in here.
Round them up.
We need some
It's fascinating.
Evidence.
And another. I was just thinking of this. Another one of my exes joined the mustache group. So
the recent one?
No. But that one
Soon
could as
be.
Well, because they can grow facial hair quite well. So I'm always on the lookout.
Soon to be discovered.
Soon to be.
You're just refreshing.
I bet the thought
mustaches.
Is in their head. They're thinking. I would look great with a mustache.
How soon after you break up does it usually happen?
The curse usually strikes about 6 months after.
So we're into mustache territory with
we're
your recent
We're into mustache
ex.
Territory, yes.
So we really do have to
so
keep our eyes
lookout.
Out.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So
they almost have to get one just for carry it on.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Be a bro.
And I would say there's only two that haven't. The thing is.
Yeah.
I'm a serial dater.
You are.
I've dated a lot of people.
And there's only
That's
two.
That's how many mustaches. And there's only two. And one is because it is not
possible.
It's possible, but it's just, I don't know, not part of their personality or anything. Like not
yet.
Yeah.
It could happen still.
The curse could strike.
It could at any point.
Yeah. Huh. So I just think it's fascinating.
I think that
I think
is
it
fascinating.
Needs to be studied. We need to get people out of space and onto this.
And
a more pressing
and
issue.
And onto their mustaches.
Yeah.
I love a mustache.
Well,
there's something about it. It's just so
if
sexy.
We date, you can have a strong one.
That's true. That would be actually nice for me. I don't have to upkeep and
yeah.
stuff.
I yeah.
could just...
You can be like, it's the curse.
Let it go. Yeah. Oh, it's a curse.
So that's
to me
my housekeeping.
Too. Okay. Well, I have a couple housekeepings.
Okay.
First and foremost, this is embarrassing to admit, but I do have my Google alerts on.
Okay.
Okay. And I think I have them on because I'm not someone that's famous in the sense that it would be annoying. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think of Google alerts for me in the same way that like someone who just uses their Instagram as a personal account isn't doing like any content creation, is just sharing like friends and family photos, probably thinks of notifications.
Right.
Right? Because when I'm sharing content because it's like public and everything like that, I can't have my notifications on. It would get annoying.
Yeah.
For me, I'll get like maybe a Google alert every other day. Okay.
That's pretty often.
Yeah. But it, most of the time, I want to say 90% of the time, it's like one of those like lists. Like it's like someone on a blog post has been like, these are lesbians to follow on TikTok
yeah.
or like something like that. Right. And just like the more content you make, people like especially like repurpose content in articles a lot.
Yeah.
And they'll just like share it and then your name's tagged because they legally have to. And then it just comes up. So anyways, I got a Google alert a couple days ago and I clicked on it. And this is only funny because our entire thing here has been you calling me an old lesbian.
Right.
And I click on this Google alert and the title that pops up is this 84-year-old lesbian. And when I tell you, I thought it was about me. Like it was literally
Article
like
by Sean Brienne.
It was like Brienne Williamson, this 84-year-old lesbian. And then
Won't
it cuts
shut
off.
Because
you know, in like an email, how it cuts off. I was like, I've never clicked fucking faster in my life. I was like, what did I do now? Fucking you're a lesbian. But it was because I commented on an 84-year-old lesbian's TikTok. She made a TikTok about how she just like came out for the first time in her life.
I saw that TikTok.
And yeah. And I commented and said something in support of her, of course. And in the article, they quoted my thing. But it was just so fucking funny because I literally clicked on it. And my first thought was, Sean's at
they,
it.
They found
he's
my
trying to,
birth certificate.
It's been leaked. I was like, he's fucking got a job at BuzzFeed and he's fucking coming for my
Not
ass.
BuzzFeed.
Don't even get me started.
That's part of the audacity.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I can't wait. Okay. I have another thing.
Uh-huh.
So
keep,
we know...
Keep in the house.
We know on this podcast that I've talked about many a times how I'm not as calm, cool, and collected as I would like to be.
Yes.
I would love to be the type of person that has cool confidence.
Yeah. Quiet confidence.
Quiet, a little mysterious that I leave a room and people go, wow, quiet. I want to know more about her.
Yes.
I don't have that chip, no, as we've discovered.
I would like to know absolutely nothing about that woman that just accosted me. That's how people usually leave rooms.
They're like, I've absolutely had enough.
I saw exactly how full her diva cup was.
Exactly. So we've talked on this podcast before about how I have had people and fans come up to me and I have thought it's appropriate to share how full my diva cup is and why I am waiting for the washroom to empty said diva cup. And you know what?
Does this have to do with a diva cup?
It doesn't, but it's along the same... It's along the same...
It's in the same cup.
It's in the same... Yeah. In the same realm, if you will. I just think sometimes... I think I've gotten better with social anxiety that I'm like, it's just me. And honestly, I don't stress about it anymore. I laugh about it.
Maybe you should stress
I think a little sprinkle of stress might go a long way.
Totally.
But... but I'm not stressed about this. I'm just... I had a situation recently where I went to an event and I was hanging out with someone at the event, and I was thinking back the next day about all the things that I said and did. And I was just like, what the fuck is wrong with me? Like, other people do not operate in the way that I operate.
That is true.
Which we know, but I feel like this evening was an extra special occasion.
Okay.
So it kicked off with, I believe they shared that they wear contacts and that they and that they were thinking about getting LASIK. And my resolve to that was, well, worst case, if you get LASIK and something goes wrong, the odds are it'll only happen to one eye because it's two very
calming,
because it's two different surgeries. Presence.
Yeah,
right. So I kicked it off with that. Some calm.
If
reassurance.
You get horrifically maimed in your eye surgery, it'll probably only be to one.
Because in my mind, it made sense. Two separate surgeries.
It's this.
People think of it as connected. I'm going for eye surgery. No, you're not. You're going for eyes
surgeries.
Right.
Yeah, it does happen at the same time most of the time.
Yeah, but my thought is, if there's a slip, if you will, it's only going to happen to one eye.
Sorry, they're not scalpel to your eye.
So that's where I kicked it off. Okay. A little loving reassurance, you know, calming.
Calm them right down.
Yeah, really. Mm-hmm. Calm them right down. Then there was past appetizers at this event.
Okay.
Lovely, right? And sometimes, if you've ever been somewhere where there's past appetizers, some of them you just take to eat on like a napkin, and then some of them are on like a little spoon.
A little spoon.
Okay?
Yeah.
So we both took one of the spoon appetizers. We ate the appetizer, and then you're kind of stuck holding the spoon.
Yeah.
Right? And the nature of the event was that there wasn't any place to put the spoon down.
I will say, in those situations, I prefer the spooners to wait until I've spooned and take the spoon.
Because it's just a one bite.
I'm not holding it around the whole time.
Okay, so to be fair, what happened was the tray with the appetizers goes past, and then someone with a tray to collect the spoons was coming right after.
Okay.
Okay. They're moving fairly quickly through the crowd. And most people would just put their spoon down.
Yes.
As they walked by. But I was trying to be courteous. So I took a pause and said, would you also like me
to grab your spoon?
To grab your spoon. In that moment.
They passed you by.
They've passed. Yeah. Okay. So now I've got two spoons and I've committed to getting rid of our spoons. I've taken one for the team that I'm going to get this job done.
You've taken one spoon for the team.
Yes. And so I have these spoons, and it's very important to me in this moment that I show how capable I am of getting these spoons to where they belong. At this point, the spoon collector is a few steps ahead of where I'm standing.
Right.
I'm thinking, easy. I just put a little pep in my step. So I begin to try and make my way through the crowd.
Right.
To the spoon collector. keep in mind there is a 1,200 piece band playing of like horns and trombones. And I can only describe the environment as some sort of sex orgy is about to begin, because there's all these dancers with lights on their fingers and disco ball heads going right. around. It was like one of those scenes in a movie where like all of a sudden we eat the spoon appetizer and next thing we know, we've got pig masks on
right.
per se. And we're, you know, eating something else. So we are in this environment. The horns are blaring. And it's got a little jig to it. It's like, rah, 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 rah. So it's something's happening, okay? I'm trying to get to this spoon collector.
Yes.
They are swerving through the crowd in a way that I don't think you could duplicate.
They know you're behind them.
It got to the point where I felt that.
This is an inside job.
This is an inside job. Someone has paid them off. Get away from this person.
The band was playing Yakety Sax.
She's going to tell you about her Diva Cup. Yeah. Run as fast as you can. I am moving through the dance floor at the speed of light, I feel. I'm dodging disco balls, people. And this person, they swerve right. I try and catch them on the right. They've gone left. Okay. I chased this spoon collector around the entire venue. Tears are streaming down my face.
From like exhaustion or sadness or laughter?
The truth is a combination of all three. And because it was athletic.
Yes.
Definitely. It was definitely athletic, and it was also mortifying, and it was also hilarious. And looking around at the crowd around me who was witnessing what was happening, everyone was laughing at me. So it added to the ambiance. Right. And then I kept kind of looking back to see the spoon person that I had taken the spoon from. They were also laughing at me. So it was one of those moments where you're kind of, it's an out of body experience,
right?
Right. I'm witnessing myself try and chase down the spoon person. And it gets to the point where I'm like, what do I do? Because this entire time I've tried not to touch the spoon collector, because I don't think I should have to football tackle them from behind in order to get my spoons dropped off. Spoons, because I'm trying to do something nice.
Of course. Here.
And no good deed goes unpunished. Let me promise you that. I'm running after this fucking spoon collector. And at a certain point I go, you know, I've got to give them a tap. I've got to give them a tap on the shoulder. And at this point, I'm thinking it can't be that bad. You just tap them on the shoulder and they'll expect it. They're the spoon collector, right?
Sure.
I tap them on the shoulder and they turn around with a look of fear in their eyes like I've never seen before. Like I was going to accost them.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm
and
so.
And then you proceeded to.
I'm like, I'm so sorry. I have these two spoons. And no wonder they were fearful, because my makeup is streaming down my face from the tears.
Were you actually crying?
Yes, I was crying from laughing so fucking hard, but also being horrified by this scenario. It was a very emotional reaction. If you could hear the horns, I think you would understand better. The music really bubbled some emotion up to the surface.
Right.
So now I've successfully dropped off the spoons. I'm sweating. I'm crying. My hair is sticking to my face. I look across to see, get my bearings. And I'm across the entire venue. And then I have to awkwardly make my entire way back to then say, okay, I dropped off the spoons.
You did it.
This is not normal. Other people don't go through these things.
You know what? I'm so sorry to do this to you. Do you know what this is giving me?
What?
This is giving me teenager dog on the street story energy. You followed somebody to drop off spoons.
You had to be there.
Just like the dog on the
street.
Okay,
we're going to do a vote. We're going to do a vote on at I Can Explain Podcast.
Yeah.
And we're going to vote which story was better.
Okay.
Teenagers petting your blind dog. Or me.
Where was the blind person in your story?
Mortifying myself across this whole thing. Well, the person I was with might be blind once they go through their eye surgery. You know, hopefully it only takes one, but it could take two and it could add value to my story. I don't know. But at this point, everyone can see, which is a shame for me that people witnessed what they witnessed. I'll sum it up.
Okay.
Multiple other awkward things have happened. I don't, you know what? I do think that I've blacked out a lot of the experience.
I'm gathering.
Because I, this fucking technology.
You're just so flustered. I'm so flustered again.
I'm flustered.
Crying.
You know, I put my foot in my mouth. Both physically and
metaphorically. Mostly physically.
The orgy music did hit hard.
Yeah.
And I did have my foot in my mouth and other feet in my mouth for the rest of the night. So. Yeah. I'm giving. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But I did continue embarrassing myself for the rest of the evening. And then it gets to, I've had at this point two glasses of wine. And something that you should...
Witching hour for you.
So buckle up. And I do something that I think other people would probably... I think the purpose of this product that I have is for a more secretive approach. And so it's why it reminds me of the Diva Cup, is that I have this product that it's called like wine wipes.
For your teeth.
For my teeth.
And your lips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I like red wine. So I usually carry one in my wallet when I go out.
You whipped those bad boys out, didn't you?
Okay. So I am at this event and I decide to do a show and tell and explain that I have coarse teeth.
Coarse. What a visual.
I know. Coarse teeth.
Ew.
So
I also don't think they look pretty glossy to me.
So immediately they took their foot right out of my mouth.
Yeah.
They were just the mood was off.
They're like, my foot was in there with coarse teeth. Disgusting.
So they take their foot out of my mouth. I take mine out of my ass. I don't know where I'm going with this joke. With this foot sex joke. And I've decided it's a great topic of conversation to say that I have coarse teeth and therefore I carry around this product to wipe my teeth with.
I feel like you were looking for the word porous.
You know what that might be?
Because coarse is not right.
You know what? I don't exactly remember what my dentist told me.
Not that.
I think you're right. I think porous might be the word.
Yeah.
Basically, my dentist one time, the conversation came up that I was like, it's so crazy. I have one glass of wine and my teeth, I hope my teeth aren't getting stained. And my dentist was like, no, your teeth aren't getting stained. Don't worry about that. You're not more prone to staining. You're just more prone to like surface stick because different people have different levels of.
Oh, maybe it is coarseness then.
And apparently you cannot tell. It's through like a microscope. Okay, but I didn't really have time to go through this full story, so I just said I had coarse teeth. So then I think people might have thought that I had like some sort of tooth decay going on, which is unfortunate really when you're trying to make an impression, you know.
Yeah.
And then I proceed to take the wipe out, and in the middle of the party I didn't excuse myself to the bathroom.
No,
because
why would you?
Why would I at this point? I mean, it's all just downhill. Let's just keep on sliding. I just start rubbing my teeth with the wine wipe.
This, like, everything you've described here does not shock me in the slightest.
I know, but you know me. So you'd think I'd be able to, like, fluctuate a little bit when I'm around people that I don't know already are... I was going to say already love me, but I feel like you might just be trapped.
I'm trapped.
So
Stockholm syndrome.
It's very, so that was an emotional experience to live back.
Yeah.
And yeah, so my new thing now is telling people that I have wine wipes for my coarse teeth opposed to a Diva Cup in. I'll probably go back to the Diva Cup when I would have brought it up if had I been on my period. Then I would have absolutely.
I don't think those two are mutually exclusive. I think you might bring both up.
I just have new topics to share.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how it went over.
I'm going to say not well.
I think that's part of my problem is I can't actually, I can't assess how people are responding to these things. So right. I just go for it and hope for the best.
Yeah. Stop doing that.
I would say I'd try, but I think I'm too long gone.
Is your house kept?
Hey Gabers, today's episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert in language learning for 30 years for a reason. They are so good at helping you learn a language naturally in a way that allows for long-term retention, and it actually works. Trust me, this is coming from someone who attempted to learn a language in high school through the whole textbook old school method. Did not work. Rosetta Stone is different than that, okay? They really focus on allowing you to really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. I also love a feature that they have built in that's called True Accent. It's a speech recognition feature, and it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's super convenient. You can do the lessons on your desktop or in app, and it's an amazing value. The lifetime membership has all 25 languages, so you don't have to stop at one. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, I Can Explain podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today today.
Hey Gabers, this episode is brought to you by Book of the Month. If you're a longtime Gaber, you know that I am far from a consistent reader, but Book of the Month just might change that. Book of the Month makes the process that I find daunting, finding a new book, fun and special, with new releases at the beginning of every month. I often find deciding on a title overwhelming, but Book of the Month's team curates a list full of exciting options, often from new and upcoming authors. This month, I chose The Return of Ellie Black by Amiko Jean, which I'm really excited to dig into. I love a mystery thriller, and I love a twist. I was debating between this title and Middle Tide by Sarah Crouch, and honestly, it was the first time in years that I was having a battle of the books. So this month, get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com. That's PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com.
You got a new tattoo.
I did.
I want to see it.
It's really goopy right now.
That's sick, though.
Isn't it cute?
It looks so cute. I love it.
The artist was like, I don't know how I feel about the nails. They don't make sense anatomically. And I was like, of course they don't. They are press-ons.
For anyone listening, Sean got a tattoo of a skeleton hand holding a lipstick with nails on the bones.
Yeah.
But they're press-ons. They're press-ons. So it makes total sense.
Yeah. It was like the vibe that like, I was like, well, it's going to suck when I'm just a skeleton and people don't know how gay I was.
So then you put the press-ons on.
And that was like, just, it just gave me that vibe.
If you wear press-ons into your casket and then when you decay, I think I need
to
get them
like drilled into my bones and they need to be like metal.
That was one of the most disgusting.
I'm going to have it in my will.
Drill press-ons into my bones so when my skin decays, I've still got press-ons on. Slaying.
Yeah.
Slay.
Slay. Like million years later, archaeologists, why don't we just skin you to dig start? Me up and they go,
oh my god,
slay.
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 I think we just gotta skin you from the start.
Oh, like open casket, I'm already bones.
Yeah, you're already bones, so that we can do what we need to do to the bones.
Put the press-ons then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, 'cause you, there's probably other things you'll want too.
I think I want like a lace front.
I'm going to put Crocs on you.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
No, you won't.
Yes,
I'm going to have full-time security around my body. You're not invited to the
right
funeral.
Right before it gets lowered, I'm just going to slip those bad boys on.
No, it's not happening.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see how it all
you
goes.
You open the end of the open casket. I'm already in the platform Crocs from last episode. You jump back aghast.
Oh my god, a message from the other side.
So I need to tell you a story that okay. I think is to me, well, there's a few things.
Is it better than my spoon story and your dog story?
Well, I think anything would be better than your spoon story.
Literally, that story is so good. I don't know what you're talking about. I was so excited to tell it. I feel like I did a phenomenal job.
It's the you had to be there vibe. That's what it was.
No, but your story at the like, here's the thing. If two SNL skits were created out of those two stories,
yeah,
my story's funny. Yours isn't.
Mine had layers. It was endearing. There was blindness. There was dogs.
Mine
was
wasn't teenagers. Endearing. I'm trying there to help people put their spoons away.
You should just put them on like a table or a surface or anything. So there's a few things that I wanted to talk about with Audacity, but okay. We are 27 minutes deep here. So the first that I wanted to talk about, I can literally round it up in like 30 seconds, is that fucking clip from another podcast. Those two white girls talking about Beyonce being overrated.
I haven't seen it.
There's all this discourse right now of these two girls who have a podcast who are white, and they're both agreeing with one another that Beyonce is overrated.
How old are these people?
Like probably our-ish age slash like mid-20s.
What is their reasoning?
They're stupid. Yeah. That's their reasoning. That's and true. It just, the audacity of that situation for me is Beyonce is not overrated, first of all.
Yeah.
But as two white people,
right.
Can't you look at a situation and go, maybe there's something happening here
that's not for me. Some
anyways,
people just can't.
So could have talked about that much more in depth because there's so many layers. But that audacity. But this,
Fuck them. Fuck them and there fuck their podcast.
Exactly. This is potentially the most audacious. That's a word, right?
Oh, I don't know, but I like it. It sounds nice.
That's slick.
That is slick.
The most audacious story I've heard recently. Mm-hmm. And it is directly centered around people that I know.
Okay.
So my friends are getting married.
Okay.
Very soon. Mm-hmm. I'm a best man. We did a bachelor party. I talked about going away on the bachelor party on the podcast. Known the one groom for years.
Okay.
Known his partner for years.
Yeah.
My friend was out of the people that I know, the first person to be vegan. Okay.
Your friend.
My friend.
That you know.
I've been vegan for almost 7 years, and he was vegan for probably a year before me.
Okay.
He eased me into veganism.
Okay.
And if you know this person, you would know that he is a very proud, strong vegan. He's very adamant about being vegan. He's very vocal about being vegan.
Okay.
I would say I am too, but he's like next level,
okay,
which is inspiring.
He is your leader.
He is our leader.
Okay.
A nation united. Mm-hmm. But it's a very important thing to him.
Okay.
So for his wedding, he said, I'm going to have a vegan wedding. It's something I believe very strongly in. It's something that is part of my core belief system.
Yep.
And that is what I want.
Absolutely.
His husband-to-be said, you are my husband-to-be. I am not vegan. This is important to you. Let's have a vegan wedding.
Love that. Incredible.
Signed off. Good to go.
Yeah.
Everybody said, slay.
Yeah.
So the other best man
in
this wedding is somebody who I do not like.
Okay.
Another queer male, but they are conservative.
Ew.
Yes.
Ew from the start.
Ew from the start. So all of this is going on. The wedding is very close.
Okay.
We're coming across wedding territory. And the groom says, or the other best man says, oh, is this whole wedding vegan?
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, yes, it is. And he goes, oh, is there no way that I can get food that is not vegan? And they said, no, you can't.
Yeah.
All this is going down. Battle, battle, battle.
What? They're battling?
Battling. He's saying,
eat a fucking piece of broccoli for a day.
He's saying that it
Christ.
Is disrespectful. The groom, the groom says to him, I find it disrespectful that this is something that my partner cares about.
Yeah.
It's four meals because it's a full weekend, but it's two dinners and two breakfasts.
Okay.
Stunning menu. I've seen the menu. It's not like we're eating salad and like baby carrots the whole time. It's like gnocchi, tacos, delicious
tons
food.
To eat.
Delicious food. So he says, I find it disrespectful that you are coming to me 2 weeks before the wedding and saying that you have an issue with this. First of all, who comes to another person with an issue to
the
actual
groom? 2 weeks before their wedding, even.
Any timeline.
In any time. But the 2 weeks before everyone knows who's either planned a wedding, been in a wedding, anything, is like crunch time. They've got enough to think about. They want everything to go well. Any complaints, like literally shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this is all going on. He responds and says, I find it very disrespectful that you don't care about your guests.
Don't care. We're giving you a beautiful spread of food and everything. This what? Just because it doesn't have a fucking piece of pork on it?
Just the beginning. So no. Everybody's staying together for the full weekend at a lodge together. Yeah. And it's two nights, all gorgeous sight, great accommodation, all this. He says to the other groom, my room's too small. Can I get a better room?
What? What's wrong with this person?
The audacity.
No, literally, what's wrong with this person?
Then he calls the venue.
No.
And asks them if they have room service that he can get different food accommodations.
What's his fucking issue? I hate this person.
We're revving up to the finale. He calls the venue, asks if he can get room service. They say no. He says, do you have microwaves in the rooms that I can cook my own food? They say no.
What place has microwaves in the room?
Can I bring my own microwave?
How bad does this person need meat?
Exactly. They say, no, sir. That is a fire hazard.
Yeah, what?
So all of this ends in this person and their partner telling my friend and his partner that they will not be staying on site with us because their dietary needs are not being
met. And they're
met.
In the wedding?
They are the other best man.
No, this is sick and twisted.
And I have never been so offended for somebody that I care about. I hate this man.
No, I hate this person. The point that I can say that fully with like full gusto.
The audacity to do this to anybody, but allegedly somebody that you love and care for is beyond.
I need to I feel like also for you to say it, it's different. So like I need to articulate this because I am someone who eats meat and everything else. Even Julia is like the last vegan person ever. She like doesn't eat vegetables, so she's even a better example. When we go to a vegan restaurant, there's stuff that she can eat. Majority of pastas are gonna be vegan and you would not notice the difference. They just don't have a fucking meatball on top of it.
And you know what the difference
pesto
is?
Pesto pasta, gnocchi, there's so many things you'd never even notice.
Exactly. And the difference is with this person coming to a vegan wedding, which is usually a vegan meat going to someone else's wedding, there are things, there's a difference. These are things he won't eat, whereas usually when I go to a wedding, there is most of the things I can't eat. So I just eat a salad and shut up.
But also, these aren't things that he won't eat because he will eat those things if there's also meat on the plate.
But I'm also convinced that he's going to get there and see that the food is so delicious and he's going to eat it.
He better not.
It's all going to be in vain.
If I see that fucking fucker touches one fork and puts one piece of food in his fucking mouth, I don't care if it's a gnocchi, if it's a cracker, if it's a whatever, it's all going
alcohol
down
at that point. I'll be
it's
like,
all going
I'll
down. That's
wine,
vegan.
That wine is vegan.
That's vegan beer.
Yeah.
Go
is that not the most
off the property
absurd thing ever? So he's
I'm
missing.
Angry over this.
I'm furious. And I also get very self-righteous when I drink. So I am scared that if
that
I hear this
something.
Man. Oh, I'm not scared that I'll say something.
Yeah.
I told them I probably will say something.
Yeah.
But they won't see a single thing about
it.
I was like, can I talk to you for a minute?
Yeah.
Then I'll bludgeon him to death in the parking
with
lot.
With a piece of
with
tofu.
My words.
Oh my God, I love that. Okay, well, can we take a quick breather? Because I've got to change my battery pack.
Yeah,
okay.
We can.
Okay.
Okay. The battery has returned.
So what I was about to say is, and this may sound harsh, but hear me out. If
nothing will sound harsh in this scenario.
If this happened to me, I would tell this person that I did not want them to be my wedding anymore because this is not a friend. And also, like you said, how many vegans have gone to weddings before where there's no food that is vegan? And they're like, I want to be there enough that I will just eat the fucking little piece of potato off of the buffet and you
like,
don't make a stink about
even
it.
If you feel this way, complain to your partner. Even that's obnoxious, but complain to your partner. Keep it in the house. The fact that you're comfortable enough bringing this to your
friend.
I use that term lightly.
Yeah, lightly
2 weeks
and
before, not coming to the site, staying off site, now
events.
Missing two meals, showing up to things late. He also said they sent him the schedule, and he said, "Okay, I'll take a look at the schedule, and then I'll call you to review it." Like as if
what?
He had
as if
notes.
He had like notes to give.
Yes, and the part that makes me so mad.
Fuck this person.
Is
honestly,
these people are such good friends. Like they are ride or die friends.
Yeah.
They're so supportive.
Yeah.
They wouldn't even think to ever do something like this
no.
to another friend, and they're getting this in return.
And again,
and it's
yeah.
like marring their day for them.
Yeah, 100%.
I was like, as positive as they are, and I just talked to them. Like, obviously, you're still excited. You're like,
yeah.
this is the fucking one of the
yeah.
best days of your life. Obviously that excitement still lies,
yeah.
but now like this has been clouded in some way, and I'm like, it's so disgusting.
No, it's literally
the audacity.
It's literally fucked.
Yeah,
no, and it's also, it's one of those things where the fucked up thing about people that are not vegan that think, that have the audacity to think it's the same, it's such a flawed argument. Because I remember one time I was doing like 2 months vegan, as I try and do like at least once a year. And one of my grandparents was like, "Oh, well, do you expect people to have vegan options for you? Because when I go over to my vegan friends' houses, they don't got meat options for me." It's not the fucking same thing.
Yeah.
It would literally be like someone saying, "I'm allergic to peanuts and I have this like allergy to peanuts, so I'm not going to have peanuts at my wedding, but everything else is normal stuff that you would eat. All the vegetables, all the pastas, all the everything. There just won't be peanuts." And in this story, peanuts is meat.
Yeah.
And then being like, "Oh, well, I need peanuts so bad, so can you have peanuts there as an option for me?" And then being like, "Well, no, you won't be hungry. There'll be every other type of food. There just won't be peanuts
yeah.
there." And then being like, "Well, you aren't taking my dietary into, because I like peanuts."
Yeah,
that's such a fucked up, flawed argument, because it's not just like a preference. Like people that are vegan, like genuinely, especially like your friend, genuinely like believe it would like ruin their day if they were
for
paying
sure.
for and serving meat. And you have to respect and understand that. It's like going to a wedding that's halal and expecting the food to for you not be halal. You will literally still like the food.
Exactly.
You don't know
exactly.
how it was prepared. Like you
yeah.
don't know anything. You will still like the food. It's not fucking with you at all. And if this person goes to a fucking restaurant and gets a plate of food that has meat on it, all the other stuff that's components of it will be there that they can eat.
Mm-hmm.
Like how bad, I want to know, I need to get to the bottom of this. Is this person one of those fucking weirdos that works out all the time? Is there an issue like protein intake?
I don't know. I try not to learn anything. Everything I've learned about this person has been against my will.
Right. Because when I hear the like microwave thing, like
yeah.
they're like some psycho that needs like 12 eggs a day and like 12 pieces of steak to like nurture their fucking.
I said, get a fucking package of pepperoni sticks and put it under your pillow.
No, but I don't understand. Like, do they think that they're going to starve?
I don't
understand.
It's just this fucked up, weird
I
thing.
I hate this person.
No, it's so, it's like,
I'm so mad about this.
Number
and I'm not
one
even gonna meet
public
the
enemy.
Literally.
Like,
I just can't imagine. And I think like, I honestly don't think it would be too big to say, "I don't want you in my wedding." Because if you value our friendship to the level of
you value our friendship less than like chicken breast,
getting a
is
piece
what you're
of
saying.
Chicken
yeah
for literally 72 hours
yeah.
you need a piece of chicken, so you're gonna like literally cause a ruckus 2 weeks before my wedding,
call the venue. So he's calling the venue, then the wedding planner obviously hears about this because
yeah.
the venue's getting calls from guests, and the wedding planner calls and is like, "We're getting complaints from guests about the vegan menu, should we switch the menu to not vegan?" And the
meanwhile,
groom's like,
just that
"No
one person."
So
like,
fucking like it, I have been
I
go to bed angry. I wake up angry.
I hate it here.
Yeah. So
the audacity.
The audacity. And the last, we can just fire through this one
hell
as
yeah.
well. Fucking Ned from the Try Guys. The audacity of people to not only cheat, but to cheat so publicly
yeah.
that people were taking photos with them the same day. And they thought, you know what? Let's just keep doing this. Let's just make out. Like, straight white men are
the ego,
such,
the narcissism.
The narcissism.
Yeah.
The narcissism.
They think
to
they're untouchable.
That you're such a public figure that people are recognizing
mm-hmm.
you and wanting photos.
Yeah.
But you still think, let's cheat. cheat on my wife. I also have two kids. Yeah, fuck them too.
Honestly, it's so fucked. And it's like, it always shocks me because like, even with all these other people that have come out like cheating over the years, like always there's someone in the news like, oh, it just got exposed that this male celebrity has been cheating because of these DMs and stuff. Like the fact that they feel and honestly know to a certain extent that they have the power, like superiority, that they're like, oh, even if you tried to expose me, like I could hush you quick.
Literally.
Shows how fucked up it is in the first place with the power. What's the word? Power dynamic. Yeah. But also the fact that like you're this huge celebrity, whether it's fucking loser ass Ned from the Try Guys or someone else.
It's isn't it funny how it really, you see all levels of the pyramid. You see like fucking rock stars and rappers doing this. And then you see fucking Ned from the Try Guy. Also, you see the least likable Try Guy.
Also, I, to be honest, had never seen Ned from the Try Guys before. And then I like looked it up because this shit was going down. And I was like, who the fuck's Ned from the Try Guys?
He looks like unseasoned turkey.
Also, what's his issue with like pretending to be gay? Like he has this whole shtick that he like does these poses and his lips out and like puts his hand down and stuff. And I'm like, how has no one clocked him on that before?
I mean, I don't know.
Like it's like really weird. Like in the first few videos that came up, it was like him like posing for pictures in like a bathing suit and trying to pretend that he was like, but like obviously doing it for the viewership that would like think that it's like funny that he's being like hyper feminine and like stuff like that. The guy is just gross from start to finish. And then like these people, like you don't think anyone's ever going to screenshot your DMs that you're sending the Instagram models? Like no one's going to take a picture. You're not even in fucking
vanish mode.
Like what the like, the audacity.
The fucking.
But it's just that they think that they're untouchable, and it's so fucked up. And I'm literally just like,
I do love though that this man thought he was untouchable, and Ned from the Try Guys is getting the humbling of a lifetime.
I just love that they just like axed his ass. They
put out a full video statement.
No, they didn't.
They did.
See, I haven't been up on the updates.
They basically said that they found out this on Labor Day weekend, and that they hired an HR or PR or whatever person to do a full investigation, so they knew kind of what was happening. They were planning to make a public statement. They had already cut him out of, because people were saying he's not in videos. This was before.
Yeah.
He was already cut out of videos. They said that they were going to put out a statement, and then it basically beat already them out. And the one of them is like so visibly physically angry at the situation. One of them is obviously like so hurt.
Yeah.
And the last one just looks like so like they're literally like the fucking seven stages of grief.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. I just think it's so fucking gross. And also like this was like an employee and there's so many layers there. And also just the fact that like, I hate to say it, but like I think his wife's going to stay with him. And you just want to go up to her and be like, no.
I know want it's to like do that, but I also can't relate to it. I can't, literally can't.
If it's just like even his apology was fucked. Like he made a statement and it was like he had to put in there that it was a consensual relationship. Like it was all defending himself.
There also somebody made a good point. There is no such thing as consensual workplace relationship.
There isn't. In a power dynamic like that, there absolutely is not. And it was just a defensive thing. And then he tried to turn around to like, this is a time for my family. It's like, oh, now it is, now that you got caught.
Yeah, now it's
like, you're a fucking loser, bro. Like, I literally can't stand this guy. And I can't stand that people do this to people. I
can't stand
him,
but you know who I can't stand more?
Who?
Vegan Wedding Man.
Honestly, he's top tier at this point.
Like he beat Ned from the Try Guys.
Can you imagine doing that to a friend?
No.
Could you imagine having the audacity? You would sooner bring a bag of raw broccoli to your hotel room if there wasn't vegan options at, let's say, my wedding, than you would
graze grass quicker. You'd be like, hope everybody had a good night. You look out and I'm just in the winery snacking away.
With your pig mask on. Okay, well, this was a wonderful episode. I feel like we got a lot off our chest.
Yeah.
I hate that, man.
Same.
Wherever you're listening, make sure to follow, subscribe, rate us 5 stars. 5 stars only. Leave us a little review. We might post it out over on our Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast. You can click the link in the bio, become a patron, or buy our merch. You can also find us on TikTok and personally at Sean.Lusk and at Brian Williamson. Until next time, we will see you around the neighborhood.
Unless you're a vegan wedding guy.